start with the questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Winnipeg and on that page. So, Alex, you want to get started?
Alex.
How are you, Phil?
I'm good, thank you.
Just to start, kind of what are your thoughts on how the game ended up going for your team?
I felt that we didn't play in our characteristics. We had alerted the squad, and I showed them this afternoon how York is a team that likes to play in open spaces. It becomes a little bit of a transition game against them. They have pieces that like to attack you fast, and that open space for us in transition. But afterwards, if we lose the ball fast again, it becomes a north-south game, and I didn't want to get into that. We didn't want to get into that because that's not who we are as a team. We're a team that needs to defend together and needs to attack together to be able to be effective in our game. And we didn't do that. And when we're out of our characteristics, we don't win games. And the team was alerted to that, and that's exactly what happened.
And all three goals came off of transition moments. I mean, I guess how frustrating is it that York were able to really pick apart those spaces?
No, it is. It is because you identify that. You work knowing that's going to be the game. And then football is about criteria, choosing in the moment. And, you know, as coaches, I think that we work during the week, but then the 90 minutes, it's the jungle, and the guys have to react to what's coming at them, and we need to do it with clarity and understand where we could be effective. And you know, there's days that it goes our way, and today was a game that we let go, because I felt that once we have the lead, we can't fall in that trap. We need to have the maturity and the ability to play in our game and to be able to close the spaces and force the opposition to make mistakes, force them to force the play, and then get on the ball when we have the chance to do it and value it and keep it and attack with a team that is cohesive and next to the ball so that the game doesn't stretch like it did.
Coach, do you believe the second goal was the turning point for the game?
It's hard to tell. I think that, of course, when you start chasing as a team against a team that likes to play in open spaces like that, a team that has pieces in the counterattack that could hurt you, it makes it more difficult. I felt we weren't good. We weren't good, and we have to say it. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm not here to... The guys know, so it's simple. We weren't good enough, and the game wasn't good for us. Doesn't come at a good time. The truth is, we have to think about the next game very fast, and it's easy. It's easy to know what went wrong and to address it.
It was one of the reasons you make a lot of changes on the second half.
You want to try and bring fresh blood. You see guys that are not giving you what you expect. You try to change dynamics. You try to move pieces around and see if you'll respond better to certain components. And you know, it didn't work that way today. So we have to react as coaches. We can't be passive.
You were able to get a lot of points from Porch FC. What do you think? What's the difference today?
That game, I don't remember those games anymore. They're far. I don't think about the games that passed. I think about the next one, and that's my way to go about things. Because if not, I go crazy. You know, I'm a human being, and my head needs to stay on the moment.
You had beaten York three times already.
Yeah.
Did you notice, like, different tonight? There's so many different players you can't really key on the pass.
No, who's different?
Well,
who's
lineups.
No, but who's different? Who's different? I'll tell you who's different. Babouli didn't play against us. It was the first time he played against us. Everyone else had played against us at some point, either as a start. So I said to Alexandre in my pregame that you brought the reference of the three previous games. And I told Alex that every game's a game. It's hard to take references of a game that was played a month ago or a month and a teams are in different moments. The objectives are different. Things change. And I never thought about going back to those games and take those as a reference because the context is different.
Billy, you've seen enough different teams to know how to manage personalities and drive. Tonight, for the first time, I saw noticeable frustration from the players because the push right now, it's passion and it's desperation.
Yeah.
How do you get that balance right?
I want to see passion, but I want to see a rational passion. I want to see when we start losing our heads and we start getting out of what your characteristic needs to be. For me, it's no longer a rational passion. It's no longer, you need to, yes, be passionate, and this team has shown the ability to play in the limit and stay in the game plan. Today, we got out of it. Today, it was a team that was stretched, a team that, and again, it starts with us. I always say this, the coaches at the beginning of the process. I'm going to go back and look at my evaluation of how I projected the week and how we worked the team and how we prepared the guys, because I always say that I'm at the center of the process and I'm not afraid to take that responsibility when it comes to organizing the guys. But then in the execution, it's them, and it's normal that when things are not going your way, you're going to be frustrated. You just cannot deviate from what the process is, from who you are. And it's like that in life. Sometimes you're frustrated with something, and you can't just go out and beat up everyone. You have to stay in your limits and understand that as soon as you pass that you might be doing things that are not rational. And I feel that today there were many moments in the game that passion became a bit irrational and we just started to be all over the place.
Any other questions? Tyrese for the top four. What do you expect in the rest of the matches?
It's simple. For me, in my view, we have to win two games. That's what that's the way I see. That's what I expect. And we have to go with that responsibility. That's what I expect. And that's going to be the message. And if we don't, then it's because another team deserves to be in the playoffs and not us.
Would it be a huge heartbreak if you fail to be
a huge what?
Heartbreak.
Disappointing. But then I go to my family and my daughter gives me a smile and I melt and I move on. Because at the end of the day, you know, we can't make it bigger than it is. We can't. Sometimes I think about that. I said, are we, you know, we suffer a lot for a game that we love, that we're passionate about. But like in any other job, once you start losing that balance and you start thinking that it's the end of the world, then it's not worth being in it anymore. So disappointing, yes, but a heartbreak, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't know. I have to experience a heartbreak before I could respond to that.
Any other questions in the room before we go to Winnipeg and Ed?
Ed,
over to you. You waited patiently.
Thank you. Hey, Philip, lots of good questions there already. Just to build on what you just said there, how do you kind of manage keeping these guys in the chase for the last two games and then not having them get overwhelmed by the moment and if that was an issue today?
It's a good question, Ed. It's... Look, it comes down to maturity. We don't have, it's not a group of kids. We have a mature team out there, right? And these are moments that are going to be normal in the career of a player, of a coach. Moments where it's a game that is a defining game. It's just like a playoff game or a final. You need to control your emotions. You need to stay in the task. And if we can't do that, we will always fall short, because I don't think any team will just have a walk in the park and just get into the playoffs without having to do it the hard way. And for some, the hard way is going to come, maybe 3-4 games before the end of the season, but that means they did the job prior. For others, it's going to come to the wire. But at the end of the day, teams need to be able to play with the responsibility that there's games that are must win in order for them to be in the playoffs. And that's our case right now. We can't be overwhelmed. We need to be strong. We need to be focused on the objective. We set objectives that are clear. We want to be in the playoffs. And if we have a hard time coping with, the last stretch, the last 10 yards, then it's because we're missing something, and something that is vital for a team to succeed once we get into the playoffs.
Just last one from me. How close are Nassim and Moses? Are they possibilities for next week?
Nassim was an option for this game. I chose not to start him because of the time he trained. And, you have a group of guys that have been in there and done the job. And I felt that, with 2.5 training sessions, it might not have been the moment to make a change. But he'll be good for the next game. Moses is a day-to-day. Moses, we hope he'll be okay. But, we have to see how he progresses. He tried training. He felt pain. And we had to keep him out. At the end of the day, it's an injury that is, it's more of annoying, and it's painful, and there's not an immediate fix. Rest is the best fix, so we need to cope with that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, guys. Good. Thank you.
Martin Nash will be in just in a moment after he's finished doing bro stuff with the disciples.